Let's move along to the next question, which is about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public record law requires open access to village records for all citizens. However, getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, information packets given to village trustees in open session sometimes include documents that the visitor packets don't have. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized. And by the way, this question of the contracts is actually on a statewide basis. I think it was Wisberg recently did a study that shows that there are a lot of state contracts that are never really announced to the public. So this is something that's a more general question than just Little Chute. How do you propose making village records as freely available as possible to the general public, to the people of Little Chute?
First of all, a lot of the records are available already. Like
online or yes. Paper copy and that kind of thing?
Both. Yep. They're paper copy and online. Personally, I think they should use the website more. I shouldn't say that because they are using it more and more all the time. As far as the information in the packet goes, the way I understand that, the packet's supposed to be this, you're supposed to receive the same thing we receive. But there are times where the ones I can remember are like the facility study, the pool study, stuff like that was not in the packet because they're like 100 pages long. So they are available though. If you need them, they don't hide that. But to make out all the copies, it's just a lot of paperwork the way it's all. But I thought you guys got everything that we got.
My understanding is that the packets that are given to the trustees are the same packets as what's given to visitors and the press. But handouts, especially last minute handouts, or like you say, yeah. Reports that are 100 pages or 200 pages long, those get expensive, especially if nobody shows up for the meeting and you have to actually throw away yeah. 5 or 10 copies. It's just an unwarranted expense. You had mentioned a lot of this information is online, and of course the ordinances are on the website. So all the village ordinances can be gotten to from the internet, which is a fine example. Can you think of any other examples of what the village could do to make village information more readily available to the general public?
Again, if like yourself or anybody else has ideas, I think that the village board will accept a lot of ideas. Offhand, you know, like I said, the website is outstanding. I mean, it seems like everybody has that. So it's always available there. And there you get it in seconds. It's there right away.
Right. So. Right.